This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Our topic this week, very much seasonal, planting spring flowering bulbs here in the fall. And how you go about that now will have a lot to say about the resulting color display next spring. Along with us is Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent Greg Istone. First off, when to plant? Any time now, Greg?
Yes, probably the soil temperatures need to be around 60 degrees or cool down to that before you start thinking about planting. And you can actually plant up till about the time the ground freezes. That may not be the most enjoyable time to be outside planting. So you might schedule it for when it's convenient for you and the temperatures are right.
Might address the question that frequently comes up, why plant bulbs in the fall instead of in the spring? And there is a purpose behind this.
They need to go through a chilling requirement for that flower bud to engage and start growing. And so that's why we plant them here in the fall. Of course, you can do some forcing, so artificially induce them by putting them in the refrigerator if you want to put some in some containers and have maybe an interior decoration of flowers as well.
Planting site, does it matter when we think about such things as exposure to the sun and the like?
Most of these flowers require lots of sunlight energy to fulfill their flower production, flower buds for the following year. Now, if you're buying flower bulbs now at this time, the flower's already in there and it's not going to matter. All the food energy is in there, so you want to probably purchase the larger bulbs. They're going to have the more beautiful, bigger flower. So it's, you're thinking about the following season of having a nice, beautiful flower, then sunlight typically is required. Some of them will tolerate a little bit more shade. Let's say some of the narcissus, daffodil type will probably tolerate a little bit more shade, but still we're talking at least 6 hours of direct sunlight a day. You know, everybody has a little bit different conditions, and so enlarge your planting, pick as much sunlight as possible.
Do these bulbs function well in various kinds of soils? Does the constitution of that soil make a difference?
Yes, bulbs being storage units don't like a lot of moisture around the bulb, so mainly well-drained soil is the key. Need to locate them where you can see them, and hopefully those soil conditions are there. But if not, trying to add some type of internal drainage, particularly organic matter is what we encourage, working into the planting site if you need to. You can raise them up a little bit, grow them on a berm, if you will, to give those roots and those bulb storage units a little bit more oxygen if you can to let them dry out.
Well, then the planting itself, the depth of bulb planting makes a difference here, right?
Yeah, and I see there's lots of different answers to that, looking at some different extension websites and things like that. Some will say 2 to 4 times the diameter of your bulb is what you should plant. So if we're going to average that out, maybe 3 times the bulb diameter, and that's at the bottom of your planting hole. So there's also a lot of information, particularly when you purchase them, will tell you plant them 2, 3, 6 inches deep, and usually some spacing on that as well, whether it be 2, 3, 6 inches apart when you plant those.
But that depth does relate to the size of the bulb.
Right. The smaller bulbs, you're going to plant shallower, so if you don't like to dig deep, you may want to go with some of the smaller bulbs. But particularly, you know, and again, I think there's a little bit of leeway there. You may need to add a little bit of fertilizer to that, bone meal or something with a little phosphorus in there. Really work that a little bit below your bulb. That's where the roots will be forming, so that's where those fertilizer needs will be. Put soil over the top of it, water it in, make sure those bulbs are pointed up. You want to make sure you plant your bulbs in the right direction, because otherwise it'll really slow down the process. If you can plant them about as evenly depth, they're going to probably bloom at a more uniform time and make a more attractive display. Mulch probably is not a bad idea just to get through the fall and winter season, and they should be good to go.
All right. Greg, thanks for coming over.
It's been my pleasure.
That's Greg Istone, Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent, talking spring flowering bulb planting with us. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.